Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Willie gets beat.
There's Ace Cosby, there's Willie Griswold, and there's Tom. And Tom, we have a special guest.
Look at that handsome face. It's Al Jackson.
Hey!
From DBL, the Daily Blast Live. And, Al, I don't know if you can hear it. We've got Duke Tomato and the boys here along with a full horn section.
I love Duke Tomato. Yeah, they've been coming. They've been rolling through for a minute now. I know, Duke. Come on now.
Now, well, we're thinking of trying to name the horn section. So far, my favorite is either the Inglorious Brastards or Children of the Horns.
I like that. But how about, I thought about this when I heard you mention it. How about them Brass Boys?
Them Brass Boys. Brass Boys.
Hear what them Brass Boys are playing.
Yeah. We're going to ask the boys to take a
break. But it's them. It's D-E-M.
Damn.
Damn boys. Damn brass boys.
Brass boys.
Sounds like Tom's lukewarm.
No, I was trying to think of, is there a way to make it? Is there a way to make it DBL like your show? Dem Brass Lads.
Yeah, there you go. That's very 60s. The Lads.
Dem Brass Lads?
Lads.
They're the Lads.
Well, can you guys think of a scenario in which you could use the word lad and it wouldn't sound crazy? Like,
never.
No.
If I was giving money to a worker outside of a pub, yeah.
Right. All right, now drink up, lad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, really, no, you can't do it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, lad.
This sounds so nice. Thank you very much, Duke Tomato, and Dem Brass Lads?
Dem Brass Boys.
Oh, Dem Brass Boys. I'm trying to plug your show, Al.
See, I appreciate it, but you're going to make Duke hate me.
It ain't wrong.
If they were all ladies, you could do Dem Brass Ladies.
Yeah, but they're not.
DBL is the name of Al's show.
This is an idea Tom will love. Dress up all the horn players as women.
There you go.
Huge.
There you go. See, there you go.
Then it could be Duke and the non-binaries. That would be big.
I'm known as them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. How are things going in your life these days, Al?
Man, life is good, Tom. Had a good time in Iowa last week. I love Midwestern crowds. Like, they're just there. They're quiet. They get drunk after the show like adults. I'm here for it.
Wait a minute. What clubs are you playing?
You don't notice that? Like, when you do, like, Columbus and cities, like, everybody's like, they're, like, chill. And then at night, like, they pace themselves. It's a pacing. And then it hits about 8:45. You need to be back in your room.
All right. Now, Al, a friend of mine's trying this. No one likes this idea, but I bet you will.
Oh, God.
An open marriage?
Wow, that was quick.
That did come out very quick. So you had a standing ovation there, did you? In your last pick. Now, the idea is you take all 50 states, and every week, once a week, you make a meal associated with that state. And then you watch a movie either about that state or filmed in that state. Now you're from Ohio.
Love it.
Yes, sir.
Just ask Chick this. What would your food be from Ohio? Is there a particular thing? Chick, you said?
Oh, Buckeyes, the candy. And then I looked up online. It was Skyline Chili from Cincinnati.
Oh, that'd be good. Big.
They have pasta.
And then the movie you'd watch made in Ohio is?
Shawshank Redemption, of course. Yeah. At Lucasville, I think. Wasn't that? No, maybe that's
Mansfield,
not right.
Right?
Where was it?
Mansfield. I didn't even know.
He's right.
I didn't know that was
Mansfield Reformatory. Yeah, Mansfield, Ohio. Yeah.
Isn't that a haunted place where you can go visit?
Apparently.
Josh?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, good. Al, your thoughts. What would you do there?
Right off the bat, see, I'm different. Obviously, you go with the Buckeye. Great choice, Chicky. But see, I'm born and raised in Northeast Ohio, and we do one thing really well, and that's our delis, baby. So I'm going with a corned beef sandwich on rye with mustard, extra mustard, lean corned beef with a Cotton Club cream soda on the side, and I'm watching Tommy Boy, which is filmed in Sandusky, Ohio.
Ah. That's right, yeah.
It's a good choice. That's true. Yes. Great choice.
Good choice. Yeah. It's just a fun way to find out about just sort of where movies were made, and I guess every state probably has some.
Al, I was thinking yesterday, if I was doing Colorado, I would totally choose The Shining. But can you think of a Colorado signature food?
You know, I think that's the Colorado is not known for its food. It's known for its like craft beer. Mm-hmm. So it's got a lot of good bar food around it. Like you can go to a bar in Colorado and get like a legitimate meal, not just like wings and nachos. But I don't know if there's like a buffalo steak or something like that, like some kind of wild animal.
Get a Denver omelet.
What makes it a Denver omelet? I don't need eggs.
Oh, you don't need eggs.
Green peppers, onions.
You can have a Denver omelet hold the omelet, ham.
So it'd be,
stir
fried ham.
I always liked all the stuff that went into eggs. I make eggs for my kids. In my first job, I was a short order cook at Embassy Suites Hotels. I can cook eggs. I think there's, if you don't like the way something tastes, it's the consistency. And eggs always taste like somebody already chewed them and then put them in your mouth.
Oh,
which
no.
That's
like a little baby bird.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
We don't have to dwell on this. I've received a ton of emails from people from wherever they're from talking about what they would cook on any given night and what movies were made in that particular state. And it's
I dig that.
And it's interesting because someone sent me four different movies actually filmed in Utah.
That's got to be the Gary Gilmore story or something, right?
And then was the one?
I think one is Sandlot.
And then I got a really good one. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Idaho or Iowa?
Yeah.
That was Idaho.
That was Idaho. So anyway, it's just sort of a fun thing. And if you've got any good suggestions, by all means, get them to us. Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. Now, the matter at hand, Al is a sophisticated gent who's lived in many states. And toured the world as a comedian. He has worked for the
BBC. But that was running from child support. That wasn't for business.
Once again, we get to the open marriage topic. And
remember that, man? We were in that hotel, and the marshals were at the door. Remember that? Oh, that was fun.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Al is one of the featured performers and I guess hosts technically of DBL Daily Blast Live on a TV near you. And also Al is trying to coach me with respect to contemporary language.
This is an uphill battle.
And trying to get me a little bit hipper. And Al, what have you got for me today?
Tom, I wanted to start today on a positive note. And I feel like the weeks that we do really well, you get the first one quickly and you get that kind of, you know, you just start feeling good about yourself. It's like when a little leaguer that only gets like three hits all year, when he does get that one, that next at bat is he's on point. Mm-hmm. So let's make you that little leaguer right now, Tom. Tom, what is a baddie?
B-A-D-E-E?
B-A-D-D-I-E.
Uh-oh. Not the obvious. Now, I do know that bad means good, right?
Oh, my God.
This is like Tom about to be, he's like being prepped an hour before he's about to go undercover with the Crips. And he's
now I know bad means good, yes. Right? Yeah,
yeah. Right? He's dead.
Contemporary artist Michael Jackson, his bad song.
Yes. So dead. You'd walk up to Miles and go, man, that was bad.
You sound like a cop.
Is it in that contextually, does that, no? Okay,
baddie. No.
Anybody have any idea the specificity of baddie in this? Isn't without any context.
I got nothing.
Your girl.
Yeah.
Really?
Tell them, Joshy.
Yeah, you got your lady with you.
She's baddie. A baddie?
Yeah, I got my sweet little baddie. Why are you with me? Yeah,
I know some women that are baddie.
Right.
I got a baddie. The word bad and crazy, but we can't say the other one. But
As A$AP Rocky said, I love bad bitches. That's my...
Well, for those of you who had the over-under.
I was worried about
it. It's not Willie. It's the rap community.
It's been a year, folks. It's been a year and a half. Nothing's bad. I've been good for a year and a half. I'm very sorry.
Can I come to Willie's defense on that?
I was worried about the B word.
I don't think any of us had the over on you.
I was worried about the B word in that.
I'm really sorry.
Now that word's considered baddie.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a short
You're
the phrase.
You're going to jail. You and Josh. You and Josh need to leave now.
I'm on a live TV show, Willie, and that is it's weird that it doesn't happen more often. We had a guest come on, I think season one, and she dropped an S bomb. That was pretty gangster. And also, somebody needs to cut that and send that to ASAP Rocky, and better get a retweet from that.
Okay. Did you? Are you guys not on a delay at BDL?
It's a live show, but I think maybe our delay is five, maybe seven seconds. But you still have to catch it because you know you got guys in the booth, and if somebody turns around to grab a donut,
that's right.
And
well, I just know that
you still have to be on top of it.
I had to throw all the papers off my desk. But I can't think of any better reason
to be a Bob and Tom VIP than be able to hear everything.
I hit the so-called dump button.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called. Okay, so baddie means your girlfriend.
Or just like you could just be like, hey, dude, Tom hooked me up with this blind date. You know, Tom, I thought he was going to hook me up with a nice, proper girl. But I walked into the bar and she was a baddie.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. So she's an attractive woman of easy virtue.
Round heel.
A fun, attractive girl. Looks great.
Yeah.
Owns her own home.
Okay, so far I'm 0-1, but Josh saved that one for me by pinch hitting.
Yes.
Now, when I say pinch, Josh, I know that's something you have
to. We're not supposed to dwell on it.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
See?
Hang on a second. I need to.
Okay,
that Philly
really?
Threw about an hour ago.
It's okay.
It's okay now.
Yeah. What else do you have over there? Hippocrates.
Long story. We're speaking to comedian Al Jackson. Al, help me out. Give me another word. Let me try it.
All right, Tom. You know what's crazy is my daughter actually said this to me, and I nodded my head like I knew what it meant, but I didn't. Tom, she uses it a lot. What does bussin mean? B-U-S-S-I-N.
It used to mean nothing
to do with transportation.
Yeah, I know. Bussin used to mean a kiss.
Yeah.
Back
in our day.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
A kiss?
How would you use it?
Yeah,
you could also buy a loaf of bread for a nickel.
I've never heard that before.
Pat, how would you use that in a sentence?
Me and the lady were bussing the other evening.
No, really?
Yeah,
bussing.
I love that.
Bussing was kissing, like in my grandmother's day.
I'm assuming this
No.
Tom, don't even say it.
You're right.
We all know what you're thinking.
He already told us.
It has nothing to do with the bus. We know. Okay. We all know.
Don't do it.
It's got nothing to do with Montgomery in the late 50s.
We already used the dump button once today.
Give me it in a sentence, will you? Or is that going to give it away?
It might give it away. Take one more guess. I'll just tell you this. It's a good thing, and it's non-sexual.
Bussin'. Okay. We are all getting together. So we, me and my homies were bussin'.
Al, what does it mean?
This is a
we were bussin'.
Just tell us.
Bussin' to a different neighborhood.
Bussin' tables.
I didn't think we could get any deeper in the hole. But here we are. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah.
It's not.
It means something tastes good.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, so you Josh brought in some homemade cupcakes his girl made. They were bussin'.
Oh,
gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's bussin'. Interesting.
I wonder where that comes from. That's interesting.
Is it for I don't bustin'? Get the my taste buds, it was bustin'. But the flavor was bustin' out.
I think you were probably closer on the first one, but I've been trying to find the root word in there, and I can't. Maybe it is like a busting my taste buds. I'm going to ask my daughter. I'm sure she doesn't know. She just uses it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
All right, Tom. We're going to keep moving. What is fubbing?
Well, that's what Willie did.
That's all wax.
Often followed by up. He fubbed up.
Fubbing.
Fubbing.
Is it like?
And that's. PH. It starts with a PH. PHUBBING.
Fubbing.
Oh, wow.
I like the way Christy says that.
Fubbing.
Okay. I'm afraid to say that.
Is it in there with fat, PHAT, and stuff like that?
No, but I guarantee you, of everybody in that room, I am sure Christy has had this done to her.
Oh. How about that?
More than anybody, because she has daughters.
It sounds like you had sex with a fat person. Yeah, I was fubbing last night.
Oh, geez.
That's called winning.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.